At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warmer friendly hello, welcome to Lovey Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and we've got an absolutely superb podcast for you as, in segment number two, we are going to be joined by Jim Root. He does amazing work over at the Three-Man Weave. I know that there have been quite a few of you guys asking me if I've got any features plays for the upcoming season as of right now. The answer for me is no, because I am very much a game-to-game bettor. I believe that the draw itself in the NCAA tournament is just so paramount to whether or not you're going to be cashing a features ticket or not, and that's a big reason why I do not have any features, but I know some folks that do, and I try to get those guys on the podcast to be able to serve this for you guys, and Jim, he's one of the best out there, so we're going to be chatting with him in segment number two about some of the futures plays that he likes, and we're also going to be getting insights on the Manhattan ordeal, because, well, they fired Steve Masiello a couple days ago. We saw Jose Perez go into the transfer portal as a result, and we've seen two other guys that were projected to be either starters or very, very key bench guys now go into the transfer portal as well. I'll get his thoughts on the entire ordeal. It sounds like it was just flat out a firing. Manhattan not willing to give him a contract extension. Masiello was looking for one because it was the last year of his deal. Apparently, there was a little bit of an argument, and now we've got what we've got here. We shall see if more details come out, but typically, you don't find this happening, even with some of the firings slash the, shall we say, parting of ways that we've seen in past off seasons as well. Like Greg Marshall, he was fired just before the start of the season a few years ago. Pat Chambers, things like that. But those guys were actually dealing with scandals. Most of the scandals involving mistreatment of players. We will just leave it at that. But it typically has not resulted in any transfer portal activity, and now we've got a lot of transfer portal activity, and this is just an unprecedented ordeal. So we're going to be talking to Jim about that in segment number two. In the final segment, I'll give you guys the news and notes that we've seen in college basketball over the last 24 hours, quite a bit of it, still involving Manhattan, as if you have the gif of a flaming dumpster going down the river, that's currently how Manhattan looks right now, but that is the opposite of this podcast, so we're hoping to be setting a fire of a different kind, not a dumpster fire, but the flames that'll be coming out of you when you're picking winners all throughout the college basketball season. Hopefully I did a good job with that pun. Many of you guys are probably sitting here like, you probably overreach on that one, and if so, I do apologize there, but we're trying to make you guys as much money as seemingly possible for this upcoming college basketball season, and if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to further those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at JNRS41. Keep in mind, letters EM, maybe does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline, and the other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Plenty of time to answer Twitter questions, because we've got just one conference preview left, that is Pac-12. I'll be doing that within the next week or so, as we're now 10 days away from the start of the college basketball season, so want to square away any questions that you've got prior to that, and just dive into what you guys want to hear on this podcast. I know that you guys want to hear some futures, so Jim Root of the Three-Man Weave, a perfect man to talk about that. We're going to be doing that and talking about Manhattan next, right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Your lovely Las Vegas for Ghost Ghost Soups with myself, Greg Oops Pierce, and now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. And always great to be joined by our guests, as we've got Jim Root aboard today. He does an amazing job over there with the three man weave, all three gentlemen. That includes Jim and Matt and Kai. They all do amazing work, and Jim, he's doing great work over there. You're able to follow the three man weave at the number 3MW underscore CBB. On top of that, he's over there with the Field of 68 and Action Network as well, doing great work for them. And to be able to follow Jim on Twitter, that is at Second Chance Points, and second is 2ND altogether with Chance and Points. And Jim, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Good to be here, Greg. I'm pushing the agenda of everyone must stop caring about positional classifications for these college basketball awards. We've gotten the finalist or the preseason award candidates for the Jerry West Award and the best point guard, best small forward, best power forward. Let's stop caring about positional classifications. That is the drum I'm going to beat for the next day or two in the offseason.
And you know what? We'll dive into everything else in a minute or two, but I'm right there with you, because when I take a look at these rosters, you want to know who's bringing up the ball. You sort of want to know who the point guard is. I think that's really important. Past that, it just feels like we've gotten beyond the point of really having positions in basketball. I recognize that you've got a few true centers, like we're not going to be calling Oscar Sheboy a small forward anytime in the foreseeable future, but that said, who really cares if someone's a power forward or a center, a small forward or a power forward, a wing or a shooting guard? It just all to me is about the system itself, because every system is a little bit different and not all use the traditional five positions.
Yeah, it's just not worth getting bent out of shape over. Like, maybe one committee thinks a guy's a small forward because he's a 6'3 guard, but they play two smaller guards, so technically he qualifies there. Some teams play a true power forward, some don't. It's one of the smallest things that we should just let go, let that stress out of our lives, and focus on the real task at hand, which is rating these teams and getting ready for games in 11 days.
Yep, I think that we are all in lockstep on that one. And if you take a look at some of these awards as well, you're going to be finding guys up for awards in positions where they played like the less than 15% at that position last year as well. So I always find that to be intriguing. And Jim, I know you've got some futures bet for the upcoming season. We'll dive into those in a minute or two. But first things first, what has rocked the college basketball world is the Manhattan Jaspers, which I never thought we'd be sitting here very late October talking about Manhattan for the upcoming season. But what do you make out of all this? Because they were the number two team when it came to the Metro Atlantic preseason poll, which I thought was a little bit lofty. I personally had them more like number four, but we see Steve Mancinelli get fired. Oliver Silveiro, he is now out of the fold for this team as well. Jose Perez, who was the preseason player of the year in the conference, he's out as well. It's just a really bad situation and just something that's unprecedented because we've seen guys get canned before, but typically that involves scandal, and this does not appear to be involving that.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something going on behind the scenes with it was his last year of his contract, and if he kind of, I don't know if he went too bold with, you know, give me an extension or I'm out, and they just called his bluff. But again, that is just speculation. Regardless, it is bizarre. You mentioned Silverio and Perez, and they've also lost Samba Diallo, announced today. He's not going to actually use his fifth year, so that's three of their top seven players right there that are already gone. It's just bizarre. I mean, betting on and against Manhattan was always a frustrating experience. There were a couple times where I wanted to put my head in the microwave watching some of their decision-making late in the game. But I think this is going to make them maybe a little bit easier to figure out. They're certainly going to trend down. I doubt the player attrition is over at this point. We might see another couple guys enter the portal before the season tips off. They did promote internally, so there's a little bit of continuity with the staff, but it just feels like a train that has gone off the rails and is hurtling towards a cliff, and I'm not going to be the one that's in a hurry to back Manhattan, especially early on this year.
Yeah, their first game is against VCU, and you know what? When they had everyone together, I was thinking, man, you know what? This might not be the world's greatest matchup, because with Manhattan and Steve Mazziello teams, typically they lack a little bit of discipline. We could see 500 free throws in this game. Now I think they're just going to get boat raced, so not good on that front. And I just can't liken this any situation that we've ever seen, because the situations I was referring to a little bit earlier, like Pat Chambers at Penn State, like Greg Marshall at Wichita State, really nobody affected after those because you saw it coming. I think that it was a case where the players probably didn't have too much of a fondness for the man that got canned, like with Pat Chambers being not so kind to some of his players. Same with Greg Marshall having player abuse as well. Those are situations where it probably strengthened the team. This, you can tell, is the exact opposite. And the reason why I feel like you could tell that this came from out of nowhere is all these transfers, unlike every other situation I mentioned.
Yeah, they've all gone to bat for him, the guys that have come out public. I mean, I think an article had just come out about how close Mancinelli and Perez were. And Perez had had some kind of, you know, up and down bumps off the court previous in his career. And it seemed like he'd really settled in, found the spot, found a comfort zone with Manhattan. Super productive last year, got the right role. And so for this to come down, it just, yeah, it seems like the players had no clue it was coming. It's extremely rude is probably an understatement for guys that were coming back for their fifth season that could have gone into the portal and been immediately eligible elsewhere. It's just a terrible move all around by the AD. The press release was as tone deaf as it gets with framing it as a move for recruiting, which happened all offseason. It's just bad, bad. I feel bad for the players, and hopefully they all land on their feet.
Yes, because recruiting has never been better when we've canned a coach in very late October, because that's exactly what recruits want to see right there. So I'm in agreement with you, Jim. Very much a strange situation. And needless to say, because I always throw it out there when I have guests on this time of year, what teams are you feeling more bullish and more bearish on? I think it's fair to put Manhattan in the more bearish category compared to where we were a week ago. Just taking a small guess there as joining me on the podcast. We do have Jim Root of the Three-Man Weave, and I'm pretty sure that you don't have Manhattan in terms of your futures bets for this upcoming season, but I know that you've done a good job with these year in and year out. I know that you actually had a ticket on Miami at something like 500-1 last year, which that looked very good when they were able to make the Sweet 16 and Elite 8. But what are a few teams that you're looking at this year that you think are providing a little bit of value coming into the season on the futures board?
Yeah, I definitely cast a very wide net with futures. I usually try to get on it like the day after the NCAA tournament ends and just see what kind of lofty prices are out there for some teams, and usually I get some good value out of that. But every once in a while, there'll be a team that doesn't do well in the portal, loses a guy unexpectedly to the pros, and the value doesn't work out. I'd prefer that approach and just have a lot of bites at the apple, but right now, where the current market is sitting, I think the best value on the board is Baylor. They're being priced as like a 7-8, you know, fringe top 10 team, whereas I have them as number 2 in the country and maybe the best backcourt. Just when you go down the list with Flagler, LJ Cryer back healthy, Keyonte George coming in as a potent scorer, potentially the best scorer in the freshman class, and then also Langston Love getting healthy after missing last year and tearing his ACL. Now he's a redshirt freshman. They brought in some solid pieces from the portal that I think complement those guys, particularly Jalen Bridges as the small ball 4. And Scott Drew's proven he can do it. He's basically elevated this Baylor team to a perennial national title contender, something that just was absolutely unthinkable when he took over for a program that was reeling from big-time scandal from Dave Blitt, all the, you know, the actual crime that was going on there. So Baylor at 16-1 in some place. I think they're as high as 19-1 at Circa out in Las Vegas. That is something I would really look at if you're looking to get a future in right now, because I think Baylor is a prime candidate for the national title this year.
Yep, I've got Baylor personally number 4 in terms of my power rankings as well. I think that you sort of have that gabble of teams that you're going to be finding, depending upon your book, anywhere between 8 and 12 to 1. You've got Houston, Gonzaga. I know like Kentucky is in the fold for a lot of these as well, and then obviously North Carolina as well. And I can't disagree with any of those teams, but I do think that Baylor has good value. And I think with Baylor as well, they just go through the gauntlet that is known as the Big 12, the conference that has produced actually each out of the last 2 titles, and the top 2 teams atop of the board right now in Kansas and Baylor, they are the last 2 teams to win the title. And I do think that that is going to be very important, because I feel like there is a good correlation between the Big 12 really being the best top-to-bottom conference in all of college basketball, that being just number 1 and number 10 being so strong all throughout, and these teams doing well in the NCAA tournament. I do think that that's something to take a look at, because we have seen sort of more of these, shall we say, shallow conferences not necessarily do so well. Now, we saw the ACC last season be able to put 2 teams into the Final 4, but I do think that there is still very good value with these Big 12 teams, just because they're going to be battle-tested night in and night out, and I think that that proves very well towards March.
Yeah, not only is it the best league in the country, it's the best defensive league by far. I mean, if you look at the KenPom rankings for preseason, I know these are not, they're never perfect, but this league has number 1, number 7, number 10, number 11, number 12 defense in the country. So that's 5 of the top 12. They've also got 22, 23, 36. Like, every single night, you are going against really intelligent game planners that make you work on your weaknesses. Like, they're not just going against defenses that do what they do and don't play scouting report defense. You've got guys like Mark Adams and Chris Beard, Jamie Dixon, that make you figure out how you're going to adapt to defense taking away your biggest strength. So if your biggest strength is middle ball screens, they're going to figure out how to push you to the wings. And that just really sharpens the sword for some of these Big 12 teams. They're forced to figure these things out early in the season through that gauntlet of league play. They've also just got great coaches, like up and down, all 10 of them, you could say, are really, really strong minds. I think Jerome Tang is eventually going to really acquit himself well at Kansas State. So, yeah, I'm with you. It's the style of play, the depth of the league, the competition they face all year, and then just the minds on the sidelines come up with great game plans.
Yep, I'm in agreement with you. I do think that when it comes to the Big 12, it's one of the better coached conferences in all of college basketball. Is joining me on the podcast, we do have Jim Root of the Three-Man Weave. And Jim, I know year in and year out, you've always taken a shot on Miami to win the national title. You're getting significantly shorter odds this year than in the past. Right now, DraftKings, I'm seeing 100-1. I've got to think that it's going to vary a little bit from book to book, but I've got to think that most books, they've got it somewhere in this neighborhood. And in terms of Miami, are you back on them for a little bit of a long shot, or are you going to be looking somewhere else? Because it always feels like you've got 1 or 2 teams that are north of 100-1 that you just take a little bit of a stab on, and I always get curious with these just because I know you've actually done quite well with them in recent years.
I've always been waiting for Miami to finally have that healthy year. They were hurt for like 3 straight years, and last year they got healthy, made that run, ended up looking really good. I'm not on them this year. I think they're more appropriately valued, concerned about some of their interior play. One of my favorite prices left in the market. I know Circa has Dayton at 150-1 still. There are some questions with Malachi Smith's ankle coming into the season, but I imagine that's going to end up being fine by the time the tournament rolls around, by the time even league play rolls around, of course. It might hurt their chances of building an at-large resume, building a seeding resume, but I think the ceiling is really, really high for Dayton. I feel awesome about San Diego State. I don't know if they're available at 100-1 anywhere, but their defense is going to be terrific, and I think they might have cracked the offense, figured out those issues with Darian Trammell from Seattle, Jaden Lede from TCU and Ohio State. So those guys kind of reinforce those weaknesses, and I know that those are non-power conferences, so maybe they're not as sexy as long-shot bets, but I just buy the teams. Maybe we're going to get 2020 all over again, Greg, where those two were both in the mix for one seed or two seeds, were really national darlings, and hopefully they can be right back up there again, and those tickets will have immense value when we get to March.
And right now, the best value that I'm seeing on the board for San Diego State is 75-1, which is still a solid number when you consider it, because I'm seeing at like 75-1, a team like a Florida State, you're sort of putting them in the same mold as Xavier, Ohio State, teams of that ilk, and San Diego State, right now a top 20 team. I cannot disagree with you there, so I do think that you got some relatively solid value there, and Jim, I know you're providing a lot of value to the people that are following you, because I know you did a great job with the College Basketball Almanac. You guys over there at the Three-Man Weave did amazing work with that, along with HeatCheck CBB and the Field of 68, and I know you're doing everything humanly possible to get set for this upcoming college basketball season, so let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and just everything that you got going on right now.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Twitter's at 3MW_CBB. That's the Three-Man Weave's main hub. All our content will flow through there. Definitely want to plug the Almanac. That is kind of our off-season baby that we've birthed with HeatCheck and Field of 68 and Verbal Commits. It's a monster. 814 pages of a PDF, 1,300 words on every single team. We talked to every single coach, tried to figure out their rotation, their starting lineup. That's all in there, projected rosters. And then, yeah, just some of the national content, too. I really think it's worth the $20 if you don't have it yet. It's great for prepping for the season. You'll be ahead of the books because there's some, you know, we're factoring in things that some of these Bartorvik and KenPom, these analytical sites, are not factoring in. So I really think it can be a tool that pays for itself. Check out the Almanac if you can, and we're getting real close, and it's time to actually put all this preparation into practice.
Absolutely. We are getting closer and closer to the start of the college basketball season, about a week and a half away. I know that the gentlemen over there at the Three-Man Weave are going to be ready, and so is Jim. He does amazing work over there, and every time he joins his podcast, lends great insights, much like he did today. Big thanks to Jim for joining me on Coast to Coast Hoops, part of the Beeson Family Podcast. Coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to everything that we saw in college basketball with Fast 24 Hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And it is always a pleasure to get Jim Root aboard. He does amazing work over there at the three-man weave, so a big thanks to him for taking a look at what we're all getting with the Manhattan Jaspers. And on top of that, taking a look at a few futures for the upcoming season. I know that many of you guys have been asking about that. I personally have a very clean futures portfolio just because I think that it is so dependent on the draw, how things shake out in terms of the bracket itself, in terms of the futures market, and then picking a little bit more from there. So that's why I really don't do a lot in terms of futures, but I know that a lot of you guys love it, and I know there are many great folks out there that do futures like Jim, so try to give you guys that perspective. So it was great to be able to get Jim aboard on the show today. Now it is that time of the podcast that give you a little bit of a roundup as all the news and notes that we saw in college basketball over the last 24 hours. And well, the epicenter of college basketball continues to be Manhattan, as we saw a pair of defections as Omar Silverio and Samadiello have decided that they're going to be joining Jose Perez in terms of the transfer portal, and I've been taking a little bit more of a look into this ordeal as well. And from everything I heard, it does sound like it was very much a firing. Many of you guys may know this, but it was the last year of the contract of Steve Massiello. He was a little bit salty that he did not have a extension on the board yet. And from everything that I've heard, and I've talked to a few people on this, it appeared as though there was a little bit of a heated argument. And I don't know whether it was one side saying, we're not going to renew you. I don't know if it was Steve saying, I'm going to walk out if you don't give me a contract extension. I do not know the full extent there. But with that said, I know that there was an argument and it resulted in what we've got right now. And I'm sure that this has happened time and time again with many coaches in many different sports, not just college basketball, but I'm sure this happens in football. I'm sure that this happens in both college and pro. I'm sure that happens in high school as well. And it just feels very, very sad that it has to come to this. But the new guys that enter into the portal in Samadiello, 6 points, 4.5 rebounds per game out of him. He was a part-time starter for the team last season. Someone that was able to pop threes, didn't necessarily hit a whole bunch of them, but someone that was able to do some nice things down low for them. 6'7", somewhat of a combo player, a little bit more of his home was down low, but he's going to be missed. And then I do think that the bigger one of the two is Silverio. With Omar Silverio last season, he was at Hofstra. I actually began his career at Rhode Island, and he put up good numbers last year for the Pride of Hofstra. 11 points, a little bit over a steal per contest, shot 36% from three, and his 91.9% free throw shooting among qualifying players was in the top 15 in all of college basketball. For a Manhattan team that, when they've had struggles, it's typically been at the free throw line. Three out of their top seven players are not out of the fold. We shall see what happens with guys like Josh Roberts and Ant Nelson, but this is not looking good, to say the least. Samir Stewart, at this point, is probably going to be relied upon a lot in terms of the backcourt, along with Nelson, as Nelson, the only returning player with more than 1.4 assists per contest last season. It is a complete and utter mess, and the power ranking of this Manhattan team has gone down more so than any other team within the closing 2 weeks prior to the start of the college basketball season. So We've got that going on. It appears as though Aaron Ulis, who's over there with Iowa, he got suspended for an exhibition game against Truman State for disorderly conduct. He apparently got a citation a little bit earlier in the month. What you want to be taking note of is whether or not this is going to be lingering into the regular season or if this was just a one-off, and that's right now what I'm trying to figure out, because if it's just Ulis missing an exhibition game, whoop-de-stinkin'-do, and it's not like he's the world's biggest contributor. I think that he's going to be able to bust out this year, especially with Joe Susan being out of the fold. He's going to be looked to for more than the about 14 or so minutes they had last season. Was primarily pass first guy, a little bit over 2 assists per contest while putting up just 3 points per game, but just a little bit of a, shall we say, developing situation, because as of right now, missing one exhibition game, that really doesn't do anything for you. But if he continues to be out, if there's a little bit more to this, that is certainly something that needs to be taken note of. I'm also hearing reports that South Carolina might be trying out G.G. Jackson at the small forward spot. I have seen him quite a bit in high school, and he's got a little bit of range. I think that that would be a very, very sad situation for South Carolina trying to play G.G. Jackson at the small forward spot, because I don't know who they would be having really playing down low. I would think that that would be Mr. Verdonk, who is someone that comes in from Illinois as Benjamin Bozeman's Verdonk. He's a 6'8" gentleman that last season when I was at Illinois was able to give the team right around 2 rebounds per contest, so I'm not necessarily sure how that would work out, but we're seeing reports. I know that John Rothstein tweeted this out, that G.G. Jackson right now working out as a small forward spot. And then something else that you want to take a look at as well, especially if you're high on TCU, is the Damian Baugh situation. It appears as though he is going to be eligible for their exhibition game on the 30th of October. He is currently appealing an NCAA suspension for a currently to be determined amount of time for signing with a non-certified agent while he was going through the NBA draft process. So we shall see what happens there. We also did see this little piece of injury news as well. For those of you guys that are a little bit more bullish on UNLV, this according to John Rothstein, it's that Isaiah Cottrell, who's dealing with a little bit of a foot issue, he may or may not be ready to go for the season opener against Southern on November 7th. He should be probably able to return sometime in the month of November. This does not appear to be any sort of an injury that is going to be like season ending or anything like that, but Cottrell coming over to UNLV is very big because he was actually from the lovely city of Las Vegas. He played at Bishop Gorman here in the area, and last season while he was at West Virginia was a starter for them, 4 points, right around 3 rebounds per contest. Someone at 6'10" is able to pop a few threes. I think that he's going to be able to make a big impact for UNLV, so you want to be watching out for that, because I think that he's worth more than a point to the line if he's out for UNLV, so I'm going to be keeping my eyes on that. But we are also keeping our eyes on everything for the start of the college basketball season. If you ever do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of 2 ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at JNNR. Squirty1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So, as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way, that is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. A big thanks once again to Jim Root of the 3-Man Weave for joining me in the last segment, and I'll be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. We've got one conference preview left to do, the Pac-12. I'll be doing that within the next week, and rest of the podcast up until the start of the season, just answering your questions, taking a look at all the news that we're getting in college basketball. Then once we get in season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So don't shy away from sending in a Twitter question at GNRS41 for that. And I hope to catch you guys once again tomorrow, as I will be back in the first podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.